When was the last time you really thought about your heart, this incredible organ that beats over 100,000 times a day without you even noticing? Many of us tend to take our hearts for granted until something goes wrong. But what if we could prevent those problems before they even start? Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we dive deep into the most crucial health topics that help you take charge of your well-being. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on heart health, a subject that's vital for everyone, no matter your age or lifestyle. In this episode, we'll uncover the truths about heart disease, debunk common myths, explore the symptoms you should be on the lookout for, and discuss the best strategies to keep your heart strong and healthy. Whether you've had a scare, have a family history of heart issues, or simply want to be proactive about your health, this episode is packed with information you won't want to miss. Let's start with a story about my Uncle Sam. Sam was always active and never thought much about his heart health. He ate what he wanted, exercised sporadically, and figured that since he felt fine, his heart must be fine too. But during a routine checkup, his doctor found that his cholesterol levels were dangerously high and his blood pressure was elevated. Sam was shocked. He had no symptoms and felt as healthy as ever. His story is a powerful reminder that heart disease can develop silently and that proactive steps are essential to prevent it. Understanding heart disease, the basics. Heart disease is a broad term that encompasses various conditions affecting the heart, including coronary artery disease, CAD, heart attack, arrhythmias, heart failure, and more. Coronary artery disease is the most common type, caused by the buildup of plaque in the arteries that supply blood to the heart. This buildup can lead to blockages, reducing blood flow and increasing the risk of a heart attack. A heart attack occurs when a coronary artery becomes completely blocked, cutting off the supply of oxygen-rich blood to a part of the heart muscle. Without quick treatment, this can result in permanent damage to the heart. Arrhythmias are irregular heartbeats that can occur when the heart's electrical impulses don't work properly. Heart failure occurs when the heart can't pump enough blood to meet the body's needs, often due to the weakening of the heart muscle over time. Sam's diagnosis of high cholesterol and high blood pressure put him at risk for these conditions, even though he felt perfectly healthy. It was a wake-up call that heart disease can develop quietly without obvious symptoms until it becomes a serious issue. Myths about heart disease, what's true and what's not. Heart disease is surrounded by myths and misconceptions that can lead to confusion and even put your health at risk. One common myth is that heart disease is only a concern for older men. In reality, heart disease can affect anyone, regardless of age or gender. Women, in particular, often experience different symptoms than men, which can lead to delayed diagnosis and treatment. Another myth is that you'll know if you have heart disease because you'll feel pain or discomfort in your chest. While chest pain is a common symptom of a heart attack, not all heart disease causes noticeable symptoms, especially in the early stages. Some people may only experience mild symptoms like fatigue or shortness of breath or none at all. There's also a misconception that heart disease is inevitable if it runs in your family. While genetics do play a role, lifestyle factors such as diet, exercise, and smoking habits have a significant impact on your heart health. By making healthy choices, you can reduce your risk even if you have a family history of heart disease. Finally, some believe that once you have heart disease, there's nothing you can do to improve your condition. This is not true. Many people with heart disease can manage their condition and even improve their heart health with the right lifestyle changes and medical treatments. Recognizing the symptoms of heart disease is crucial for early intervention and treatment. However, the symptoms can vary widely depending on the type of heart disease and the individual. The most well-known symptom of a heart attack is chest pain or discomfort, often described as a pressure, squeezing, or fullness in the chest. This pain may spread to the shoulders, arms, neck, jaw, or back. However, not everyone experiences chest pain during a heart attack. Some people, particularly women, may experience other symptoms such as shortness of breath, nausea, lightheadedness, or discomfort in the upper body without chest pain. Other symptoms of heart disease can include fatigue, swelling in the legs or ankles, and irregular heartbeats. Sam's doctor warned him about the subtle symptoms of heart disease, explaining that even mild symptoms should not be ignored. It's essential to pay attention to your body and seek medical advice if you notice any changes, even if they seem minor. Preventing heart disease, lifestyle changes, and medical management. Preventing heart disease requires a proactive approach, focusing on both lifestyle changes and, if necessary, medical management. One of the most important steps in preventing heart disease is maintaining a healthy diet. A heart-healthy diet is rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats like those found in nuts, seeds, and fish. It's also important to limit your intake of saturated fats, trans fats, sodium, and added sugars, as these can contribute to high cholesterol and high blood pressure. Sam's doctor recommended the Mediterranean diet, which emphasizes plant-based foods, healthy fats, and lean proteins as a way to improve his heart health. Regular physical activity is also crucial. Exercise strengthens the heart muscle, improves blood circulation, and helps maintain a healthy weight. Aim for at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity aerobic activity each week, such as brisk walking, cycling, or swimming. Strength training exercises, done at least twice a week, can also benefit your heart by maintaining muscle mass and improving metabolism. Sam started walking every morning and added strength training to his routine, which helped lower his blood pressure and cholesterol levels. Quitting smoking is another vital step in preventing heart disease. Smoking damages the blood vessels, reduces the amount of oxygen in the blood, and increases the risk of blood clots. If you smoke, quitting is the best thing you can do for your heart health. Sam had been a smoker for years, but after his diagnosis, he worked with his doctor to develop a plan to quit, which included nicotine replacement therapy and support from a smoking cessation program. Managing stress is also important, as chronic stress can contribute to heart disease by raising blood pressure and leading to unhealthy coping behaviors like overeating or smoking. Techniques such as meditation, deep breathing, yoga, and spending time in nature can help reduce stress and improve heart health. Finally, regular checkups with your doctor are essential for monitoring your heart health. These visits allow your doctor to check your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and other risk factors, and to provide guidance on how to maintain a healthy heart. Sam's regular checkups played a crucial role in catching his high cholesterol and blood pressure early, allowing him to take steps to improve his health before it led to more serious problems. Treatments for heart disease. Managing and improving heart health. If you've been diagnosed with heart disease, treatment will likely involve a combination of lifestyle changes, medications, and sometimes medical procedures. Medications for heart disease can vary depending on the specific condition, but often include drugs to lower cholesterol, such as statins, which help reduce the buildup of plaque in the arteries. Blood pressure medications, such as ACE inhibitors or beta blockers, are commonly prescribed to help lower blood pressure and reduce the heart's workload. Antiplatelet drugs, like aspirin, are often used to prevent blood clots, which can lead to heart attacks or strokes. In some cases, medical procedures or surgeries may be necessary to treat heart disease. Angioplasty is a procedure that involves using a small balloon to open up a blocked artery, often followed by placing a stent to keep the artery open. Coronary artery bypass surgery is another option for severe cases of coronary artery disease, where blood flow is redirected around blocked arteries using a graft from another part of the body. For arrhythmias, treatments may include medications, pacemakers, or procedures like catheter ablation to correct the heart's electrical signals. Sam's treatment plan included a statin to lower his cholesterol, a beta blocker to manage his blood pressure, and a daily aspirin to reduce the risk of blood clots. His doctor also emphasized the importance of continuing his healthy lifestyle changes, as these are the foundation of any heart disease treatment plan. Over time, with consistent treatment and lifestyle adjustments, Sam's heart health improved, reducing his risk of further complications. Understanding the risks and complications of heart disease. Heart disease is a serious condition that can lead to a range of complications if not managed properly. These complications can affect various parts of the body and can be life-threatening. Coronary artery disease, if left untreated, can lead to a heart attack, which can cause permanent damage to the heart muscle and increase the risk of heart failure. Heart failure occurs when the heart can't pump enough blood to meet the body's needs, leading to symptoms like shortness of breath, fatigue, and swelling in the legs and ankles. Arrhythmias, or irregular heartbeats, can also develop as a result of heart disease. These can range from harmless to life-threatening, depending on the type and severity. Atrial fibrillation, one of the most common arrhythmias, increases the risk of stroke because it can cause blood clots to form in the heart, which can then travel to the brain. Stroke is another serious complication of heart disease. It occurs when the blood supply to part of the brain is interrupted, leading to brain damage and loss of function. Strokes can be caused by blood clots or by bleeding in the brain, both of which are associated with heart disease. Sam's doctor explained the importance of managing his risk factors to prevent these complications. By keeping his cholesterol and blood pressure under control, and by making lifestyle changes, he could significantly reduce his risk of heart disease and its associated complications. Conclusion: taking charge of your heart health. Heart disease is a major health concern, but the good news is that it's largely preventable. By understanding the risks, recognizing the symptoms, and making proactive lifestyle changes, you can protect your heart and reduce your risk of heart disease. Sam's journey is a reminder that it's never too late to take control of your heart health. With the right knowledge and support, you can make changes that will benefit your heart and improve your overall well-being. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into preventing heart disease and maintaining a healthy heart. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, your heart is at the center of your health. Take care of it, and it will take care of you. Until next time, take care.